Chapter 11. Another Visit from Trish. Trish McPherson drove her little car into Hell Close. She had three clients to visit there. She would have to be quick because she had a meeting about the Threadgold children at the social services that afternoon. Beverly and Tony wanted their children back. They had heard that both Lisa Marie and Vernon had fractured various bones while staying with kind Mr. and Mrs. Duncan, who were temporarily giving them a home. Trish was not looking forward to the meeting. Beverly always cried, and Tony insisted that they had never been violent to their children. Trish wanted to believe this, but she couldn't forget that Beverly had once tried to attack her. Now Beverly was waiting to be tried in court for assaulting a police officer. The Threadgolds were obviously an unstable couple. Maybe it was better for the children to be with Mr. and Mrs. Duncan, who had a big garden and a whole library of children's books. Trish parked outside the Queen's house. She put a blanket over her briefcase, which was on the back seat. She didn't like to remind her clients that she had other clients to see, and a briefcase was so official-looking. Nobody who lived in Hell Close took a briefcase to work. In fact, almost nobody in Hell Close went to work. Trish liked to give each client the impression that she was just passing and had come in for a talk. The Queen watched out of her front window as Trish removed the stereo from the car and put it into her enormous bag. The Queen hoped that Trish wasn't coming to number 9, but there she was, opening her gate. It was so irritating. "Well, how are things?" Trish asked in a worried voice 5 minutes later. She and the Queen were sitting in the kitchen, having a cup of tea.
"Things are horrible, actually," said the Queen. "I haven't got any money. My husband is in a mental hospital. My daughter is having a relationship with a handyman. My son will be in court on Thursday, and my dog is becoming a hooligan."
Trish smiled her understanding smile. She took the Queen's hand in hers. The Queen wanted to hit her. "So how can I help you?" asked Trish.
"You can't help me," said the Queen. "Money is the only thing I need at the moment."
Trish paused, and then she said, "You mustn't forget that the best things in life are free."
"No, that's not true," said the Queen. "We all need money."
"There must be something I can do," insisted Trish.
"You can rescue your briefcase," said the Queen. "A young man is stealing it from your car."
Trish ran out of the Queen's house, but when she got to the street, there was no young man and no briefcase. Trish started to cry. The Queen smiled. She had lied. It wasn't a young man who had stolen the briefcase. It was Tony Threadgold. Later that night, Tony came to see the Queen. He was holding Trish's briefcase in his hand. The Queen closed the living room curtains and they sat side by side on the sofa. Tony took an envelope from the briefcase and showed it to the Queen.
"This is from a doctor at the hospital," he said. "When I found it in the briefcase, the envelope was still closed. Trish hadn't even read it."
The Queen took the letter from Tony and read it. In the opinion of the paediatrician, both Lisa Marie and Vernon Threadgold had brittle bone disease. The Queen understood at once that this letter meant the children's injuries were caused by the disease and that Tony and Beverly had never physically abused their children. Soon, they heard loud noises from the upstairs of the Threadgold's house.
"That's Beverly," said Tony with a smile. "She's cleaning the kids' room."